أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين الغرر الميامين، سيما بقية الله في الأراضين وحجته على الخلائق أجمعين، سيدنا وإمام زماننا وصاحب نعمتنا وولي أمرنا مهدي هذه الأمة وطاووس أهل الجنة الحجة ابن الحسن العسكري، فداه أرواح العالمين. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. آمنا بالله، صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد. So here we are in Canada, one of the most prosperous countries on earth, one of the most beautiful countries on earth. Now, you may not have the nuclear arsenal that your neighbors down to the south have, or the $400 billion in annual military spending, or the love and admiration that the rest of the world displays so passionately for their president, but at least you have universal health insurance. In fact, I've heard so much about the Canadian health insurance that I'm planning, inshallah, to have a Botox and a nose job while I'm here. Jazbai, is that okay? No? That's not covered? No plastic surgery? Well, I knew I should have gotten that while I was in Thailand. It's actually cheaper and gets done while you're standing, usually in a street corner. But the truth is, it really is a beautiful country, isn't it? In fact, let me just stop here and say something. I believe that as Muslims, as people who worship the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as people who follow the tradition of the Prophet of Islam and his immaculate progeny, we ought to give something back to the society, to the country that embraced us. I really feel that we need to extend our hands. You know, sometimes they call it outreach programs. It's not an outreach program. It's an inreach program. The society, the country, the nation that welcomed us with open arms, we need to do something in return. We need to be good citizens, and we all know that. I remember saying to a group of brothers in Australia that it is forbidden in the religion of Islam to violate traffic laws. Traffic laws. Because traffic laws are enacted by people who happen to be professionals in their field. People who have nothing on their mind but this one simple, but also
answer me by the glory and the greatness of our mother Fatima. Suddenly when Imam Hussein heard the name of his mother Fatima, he opened his eyes. He said, Ya Ukhta, laqad zittini hamman fawqa hammi. Oh sister, I'm overwhelmed with grief. You just added to my grief. You reminded me of our mother Fatima. وأي قتيل داست الخيل صدره لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك.
عليكم مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصل اللهم على محمد وآله الطاهرين.